Gracefully swaying, arrowroot vines form the backdrop for poems pasted over this gilded screen. Arrowroot vines were a popular subject for screens in the 17th century. Here the breezy leaves change slowly from green to brown, suggesting autumn. This motif provides a lovely background for the poem cards, called shikishi, that are pleasingly arranged in pairs over the large surface. Let's take a look at the shikishi. Each pair of cards includes a Chinese version of a poetic theme on the right, matched with a Japanese version on the left. And each poem is written on paper decorated with impressionistic images from nature in gold and silver. The variety in the designs on the paper adds another layer of visual interest and serves to emphasize the different flavor of the Chinese and Japanese verses. Just as the Japanese verse has a slightly different flavor from the Chinese, each landscape offers a variation on their shared theme. For example, a verse from the summer panel, second from the right, says, "Those poets of olden times who write that summer dawns would come even before they slept, were they never troubled by the thought of love?" The practice of blending shikishi into larger paintings is an ancient Japanese form. In the early decades of the 17th century, when these screens were made, a great revival of this form took place as members of the aristocracy sought to assert their cultural heritage at a time when they were totally dominated by the Tokugawa shogunate.